Morgan.
Hey guys, welcome to the JMU podcast. This is Josh.
This is Marcus.
This is AJ.
And we're JMU. And you know, it's the first episode of the day, guys. We're excited. We're getting a phone call for production. But yeah, guys, we just want to start up a podcast, just us, like three good friends. I know AJ is going to be gone. So if you don't hear from him, like the other episodes, guys, just he's gone. He's going to go do his own thing. He'll probably talk about it. You'll hear about it later. So first, we just want to talk about like why we started it, just like kind of just conversate. And just, it's like a friendly thing, guys, just more friends. Yeah. So Marcus, you want to put in?
Yeah. Okay. So no, basically. Woo! Let's go. No, we just wanted to make this, you know, just literally just to vibe, have fun, have some laughs with the boys, to talk about literally about anything under the sun. So, yeah, you want to go around and just introduce ourselves and kind of what we do? Yeah, so I'm Marcus. I am a creative. I do video, graphics, and yeah, I just vibe.
I'm AJ. I don't really do anything, but I'm leaving to school. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm Josh. I mean, coach, go to school, and I sub. I mean, through anything. But we're just going to talk about, guys, just our new seasons of life. Like, I know, Marcus, you did a Marcos Week concert Thursday. How was that? How did that go?
No, bro, that was really fun. I did video that night, but it was kind of cool to kind of be on the other end of what goes on for, like, a concert. We were getting ready the whole week up until Thursday, and, dude, the concert was freaking sick, dude. It was vibes. Yeah, I did video and I got a lot of content. I think I got to make a lot of reels this coming week for him, but it's going to be fun.
That's awesome, bro. Praise God. AJ, you were there too. I saw a couple pictures. You were there in the studio. Were you like,
bro,
slides or?
Dude, talk to them how you, Marcos, we actually wanted to have a conversation with you.
So Marcos, we want to have a conversation with you? We're about to hear it. Guys, exclusive. Nobody knows about this. Y'all about to hear it here.
So for those of you who don't know, my dad is the sound engineer for Marcos Wheat. I was upstairs eating my tacos. Marcus comes in. He's like, hey, big boss is calling you. I'm like, oh, shoot. I get down there. This guy's just like, hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to say hi to you. And I was like, oh, okay. I thought he was going to tell me something, to be honest, but he didn't. He just wanted to say hi. Oh. That was it. Yeah. Really wasn't nothing special.
I thought everybody here like a crazy like blessing over his life. You know what I mean?
I thought they were going to hit you with the, bro, we want you on tour. Like, come with us to the Legado tour. Nah, but literally the other day too, Un Corazon reached me out. Reached out to me. Un Corazon reached out to me. They want me to be the new production manager, so I don't know what's going on. Like, it's crazy. No, I'm just joking.
This guy has me believe.
Nah, but Un Corazon, if you're hearing this, dude, let me know what's up. I'm learning under Marcy. Shout out Marcy. He's my, what, like, my mentor? Would you call him a mentor? Yeah, he's my teacher right now.
Apprentice?
He's my mentor. Apprentice is crazy. No, he's my mentor. Of course, I'm learning so much on the production side of things in this season under Marcy, so I'm really, really grateful for that.
Guys, also just want to put in, guys, how many of us thought that Marcos Weed just spoke Spanish? I did not know until AJ told me that guy just, he speaks fluent English. I was like, bro, ain't no way. When I was younger, I was like, dude, this guy's like, you know, he said,
yes. Dude, I thought, bro, that man, like, at the concert, he was speaking and singing straight Spanish. Like, you wouldn't have never known that guy spoke an ounce of English, but that's just, like, he's fluent in that.
And not just fluent, he's actually white.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's actually white.
It's Marcos Witt.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. Also,
the only reason, though, or like why he speaks Spanish so fluently, I think, is because when he was younger, he lived in Mexico, I guess. I think his mom was like a teacher or something like that. I'm not too sure really on his story, but yeah.
All right. I got a question here. It just popped up in my head. So if we can speak one other language, right, which one would you choose? Right. Marcus, you already got yours? Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to take some time to think, so you can go ahead.
Actually, I don't know. No, I'd probably, okay, go.
Okay, AJ got to.
Yeah, I'd want to speak French. French.
Comment vous allez en français? Now, honestly, after watching the recent episode of The Summer I Turned Pretty, I kind of want, bro, we need to talk about that, bro. Okay. Yeah, I'd be, I would be French or Portuguese.
French, Portuguese? Well, okay, yeah. I was going to say Brazilian, but they speak Portuguese. Nah, but that's because, bro, like, if you think about it, bro, like to speak like Japanese, like, that's crazy. Because let's be honest, like when you hear Portuguese or like you hear French, like it kind of, like, you know, it has similarities to English. Like, obviously it's not the same words that are coming out. No. But like you can like
closer to
like Spanish. Oh, like, yes. Yes, yes. Production's over here. Production's a criminal justice major. Yes, so she's in the back. So she, and it has to do with language, but you know, she got a little big brain on her. She's my fiance as well. So let's give her a round of applause.
Shout out.
But also, I was just gonna say, but yeah, I mean, I think Japanese would be cool. So I don't know, but I was gonna say, like, Japanese just sounds like a whole, like, you know, outer world experience. Like okay, this is gonna sound bad. Like, don't count to me, guys, because I'm not trying to say anything crazy. But, like, it's it kind of sounds like alien speaking, bro. Is that crazy to say? No. Okay, bro, you got to cut that out. But
we don't tolerate no racism.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. So, I think I'd pick Japanese. Yeah, so. Anyways, also,
oh,
the summer I turned pretty, guys. I just want to say, episode 9. AJ hasn't seen it yet, guys. So I mean, I got a lot of things to say about that. But we're just gonna go with Marcus's opinion, then I'll probably just input there. And then AJ hasn't seen it, so we'll give AJ just a quick brief summary, and then just to see what he thinks about it.
Okay. First off, Jeremiah, that man sucks. I'm Team Conrad. And also Belly, bro. Belly's the problem, bro. But this last episode 9, the recent one from season 3, dude, that we did not even need that episode at all. I feel like that episode was just about Steven and that other girl, not at all about the main characters in the story. So that's my opinion on it. But I'm loving the show, though. It's great. We've been watching with the group, the friend group, and bro, we've been watching over Discord, dude. It's so fun. Yeah, I don't know. That's my opinion.
No, I mean, like Marcus said, we were watching on Discord, dude. Literally last night, I had to be up at 5 in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. Dude, I could not sleep. I go to TikTok and I'm just looking at theories. I'm just looking at, like, stuff like, okay, possibilities gonna happen. Bro, and I got an explanation onto like what happened in episode 9. So, like, look, her air tag is under Belly, right? Okay. Listen. I'm about to, you know, her air tag's under Belly. She loses it. She loses herself. So she's searching for herself because she's lost in her life. So she's looked for, like, you know what I mean? Or you don't get what I mean?
Yeah.
No. But, like, listen. So, like, the whole time they said she's finding her suitcase, and, like, in hindsight, she's looking for herself, like, searching for herself because she hasn't had that all season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, that's crazy. And then, like, okay, like, what?
She finds out of the club. Oh, yeah, she found herself at the club.
But she finds friends. She finds she finds something. Anyways, I also want to say, like also going to Conrad, never spoke to his dad from all the seasons. Resentment. Finally gets to sit down and have a genuine conversation with him. And, like, I mean, like, it's just a lot of growth in that episode. I mean, it wasn't the most entertaining, but just a lot of growth. So, so yeah. So just a little input. Also, guys, I just want to say, it's been a ride. Cut that out. But I just want to say, man, like this is a fun experience, guys. So, like, obviously, if y'all are listening to it either in your car, it's in the bathroom, in the shower, just whatever you're all listening to, like, trust me, guys, we're going to have cameras next. We're going to have our other mic. Like, it's going to get better with each, every episode. It's just going to progress. So that's the main goal. I also want to ask these guys, like, well, I know AJ's not going to be here for a while. I know. But I just want to ask these guys, like, 3 main things that they just want to take away from this podcast, like, genuinely.
Yeah, no, I can go first. You mean personally or for the people listening?
Like, just in general for the podcast.
I think one is just to have fun. I think I want to just, like, give space to where we can just talk about all things, anything under the sun, vulnerable, not vulnerable, like, all joking. And just give space for people to just, like, feel, bro, you know? I think that's one. You said 3?
Yeah. 3.
Man, dude, I don't know. To let loose some... Oh, to slow down a bit, bro. I think a lot of the times... shout out Abby Gamboa, that song Slow Down. A lot of the times we don't get to smell the flowers along the way, and I think, like, being able to kind of sit back and like see what the Lord has done in certain areas of our life or whatever, like get to acknowledge that from, I think that's a big thing as well. Not that that has anything to do with the podcast, right? But, you know, just to kind of like everyday life type thing. Yeah. AJ?
What was the question again?
Question was like, what are three things that like you want to like, you know, I guess, is it like take away from the podcast? Not take away, but like just, but just like input into the podcast or like three things that you want from like I guess.
Then I gotta take my answer.
No, like no. That was a good answer. That was a good answer. Like that. That's the podcast. Like, what are three things? I guess I don't know how to put it into words, but y'all know what I'm saying. Like you the way you took the like the question.
Okay, go.
So that's exactly the way he took the question. That's the way you take it.
I don't know, man. Hold on, I'm scooting my chair. I'd probably just say, you know, I don't know, just go back to what Marcus said, you know, be open. This is a podcast of open topic. So yeah, we're really I don't know. I mean, we just started, man. It's the first episode. I don't know what you want me to take away, dog.
I was just asking, guys, just trying to be genuine. I mean, like me, I can say like, I mean, like I just, you know, just want to sit down and talk with my friends, because I know sometimes we don't get that. But yeah, bro, like just stuff like that.
Yeah. And two, like this also, this is the first podcast, like the first episode. But like I said, we're talking about anything and everything under the sun. And so like that, I mean, that could look like talking about personal things, Bible, just fun stuff, like whatever. Like, so there's going to be a different, this is going to be a podcast of everything, like, which I think is kind of cool. Yeah. Not just one niche, but like to cater to everything.
Yeah. Like, and to add on to Marcus, like also like one of our goals is that like I think every 2 weeks to have a guest. That would be cool.
That would be sick.
Like we also have a list. We're not going to disclose the list, like it's, you know, it's personal, but we have a list of like some people that we want to bring in, just some genuine people that we just have questions, and not like an interview, but like just to put them in an environment where they're comfortable and where they can open up to us and where we can open up to them, and we just to have like, you know, bro to bro talk type things. That's what this podcast is about, just to have like friend to friend, like one-on-one just talks. Like it's just a fun thing, and just to have you all listen to it, and just you all, hope you all enjoy it. So yeah.
And then going back to the people that we have on the list, I mean, not to kind of get everybody hyped for the future, but October 4th, Forest Frank. I mean, I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry. No. But just to put like even like friends, even friends like here. I mean, we're from the Valley. Like even friends from the Valley, putting the Valley on, and like people from other churches that, you know, we kind of do church with, you know, not on a week to week basis, but you know, like that we have friends on social media that they want to come on the podcast, whatever, talk about their ministry or their life or whatever the case may be. Creatives, worship leaders, friends, like, you know, so it'll be a vibe.
Yeah. AJ, you want to add on?
One thing I want to mention, guys, we're going to have a Cash App linked in our bio. If you guys want to donate, this is listener fund.
No, we're just joking.
No, we're just joking. In all seriousness, we're just joking.
Yeah, don't listen to that guy. Don't listen to him. Well, okay, guys. I also want to add in, what are y'all's plans for the week, guys? I mean, I know, NFL Sunday tomorrow.
Who's playing tomorrow?
Well, I
need to say something, bro.
Production. Oh, yeah, well, hold on. We're going to hear Marcus's hot take or whatever it is, and then we're going to go ahead and have production bring out the schedule of the games tomorrow.
Okay, Chiefs played last night. Uh-huh. Okay, well, sorry to anybody that doesn't like the Chiefs or the Cowboys. I'm both of those. But anyways, Chiefs played last night, and I'm barely getting into Price Picks and all that stuff. And I saw, and this was like, keep in mind, this is third quarter in. I saw there was like some picks for Mahomes and some other, Justin. And dude, I promise you, I was literally, I'm not trying to joke around right now. Like 2 to 1 or 2 seconds away from clicking. I put in like $50, bro. I was about to cash out, dude, respectfully. And as soon as I clicked it, they took it off,
and
bro.
It hit.
Wow. I was about to, oh, dude, and now I can't withdraw that money.
All right, so production has the slate for tomorrow, so we're going to go ahead and hear AJ. AJ's going to name it for us.
All right, let's go. First on the list, we got Dolphins versus Colts at 12.
Yeah, keep going.
At 12 p.m. All right, predictions.
Wait, who?
I think
Colts Dolphins.
Colts Dolphins.
Where are they playing at?
Give me the Dolphins, man.
Dolphins?
Give me the Dolphins.
I said Dolphins.
You got Dolphins, Marcus?
Yeah, I got Dolphins for sure.
I think personally, I think the Colts, bro. They're at home. New system. They got a rookie tight end from Penn State. He's solid. They got a couple solid corners. And also they got Jonathan Taylor back, so it's, if he's healthy, I mean, I don't see any sign of them slowing down. Who do we got next? We got Steelers Jets. Ooh, is that a divisional game? No, it's not a divisional game. That's gonna be a good game. That's gonna be a defensive game. I mean, if I had to pick, let's say we all have a $500K low pot, and we have to put in. Who are you putting in?
Man, give me the Jets. You know, I think that Justin Fields, Garrett Wilson combo is just going to be deadly, man. Nah, for real, though. I mean, he had Aaron Rodgers, right? But the guy freaking tore his Achilles.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, I was going to say, give me the Jets.
I don't know, but it'll be good to see if somebody can actually sing the ball to him, man, and not sell me in my fantasy.
Yeah, I'm going Jets as well.
I'm going Steelers. We can play word association, then we can go ahead and go into like some Christian talk, like some church talk.
What is word association?
Yeah, what is that? For the viewers who don't know what word association is,
I need to pull it up.
Production game, can you go to pull that up for us? Because we're kind of never heard of that game. Also, guys, we do have a sponsor. This is not a gimmick. We're not lying or anything. We have a sponsor from El Gallito Jerky. El Gallito Jerky. We have an Instagram. You can go ahead and search them up. El Gallito Jerky. Best beef jerky, carne seca in town. They have three flavors. Well, we actually have four. They just made a new one. We have a Takis Fuego. Or is it not Takis Fuego or is it Fuego? Fuego. We have a Fuego flavor. We have a lemon pepper. We have an original. And we also have a black pepper salt, guys. $10 a bag. Full, guys, really good beef jerky. Just give it a try. If you ever see one of us at church, go ahead and ask us. We can go ahead and y'all can put an order. Y'all can ask for some. We'll probably have some on us. And yeah, man. So that's our sponsor for the videos, and it's gonna be our sponsor going on and forward. And hopefully we can get new sponsors. Marcus wants to go ahead and say something, so we're gonna go ahead and hear what he has to say.
Real quick, I can attest to that sponsor. I had some, bro. Fuego, crazy. They fill it up to the max. So if you're in the valley, definitely hit them up. It's gonna be lit. But okay. You want to play that game real quick?
Let's do it.
Okay, it's super cool. So I'll be the host of it, and then you guys are going to play the game. So basically, I'm going to tell you guys, like, what you can bring to, I don't know, the beach. Okay. And I'm going to say it. I'll start it off. I'll say, you can bring whatever, X. And then you say, and then what you literally just list whatever.
Okay.
And I'll let you guys know if it's if you can bring it or not.
Okay.
But you gotta pay attention to what I'm saying.
I know what you're talking about.
Pay attention to what I'm saying. Okay, here we go. You can bring. Okay, ready? You can bring.
Practice run.
Yes, practice run. Okay, you can bring an umbrella to the beach.
I can bring a tent.
You cannot bring a tent.
Can I bring sunscreen?
You cannot bring sunscreen. You gotta listen. Ready? Listen.
I'm listening.
I'm gonna bring a fan.
I'm gonna bring a cap.
Bro. You cannot bring a cap. Listen. Listen how AJ says it.
I'm gonna bring my phone.
Dude, you could bring your phone. Yeah. Dude, this podcast is going to go on forever.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to keep going? You want to low-key figure it out. he's looking it up on ChatGPT.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. Right, go.
I'm going to bring post-it notes.
I'm going to bring a notebook.
No.
All right. Game over.
We're each saying, I'm going to bring
You have to say. I'm going to bring umbrella.
Yeah. Yes.
No. I'm going to bring a phone.
You have to say before what you choose.
That's a stupid game, bro. I don't want to play it.
Hey,
okay.
Nah, look. We're gonna do. Look, we're gonna make up. We're gonna make up. Would you rather's, but crazy. Would you rather's.
Okay.
All right, all right. I'm going to go with my first one. And we're all going to have to explain why in this, okay? Okay. Would you rather have no arms or no legs?
I'd rather have no arms because if I had no legs, how in the world would I walk? Right? I wouldn't be able to go nowhere. I would be, you feel me?
Yeah. Okay, okay. I mean, I just want to add on to AJ, you can walk with your arms, bro. What's wrong with that? Have you seen like your arms gonna look like that SpongeBob episode when he puts into his arms? Yeah. I think every time I think about that question, I think about like that specifically pops up in my mind. But I think it's because bro, you're not gonna be able to golf, bro. At least you have your arms. How, bro? You're not gonna golf with your feet, dog. Yeah, like you know what I mean.
I would do arms. Oh, sorry, legs. I would lose my legs, cause bro. You know how beautiful it is to touch things? Like, dude, be honest. Like, if you're a texture person, bro, like, that's crazy. I think I am.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, but is like, you think if you lose your legs, like, you kind of be, like, kind of light? Like, you know what I mean? Like, because, like, I think if I were to lose my legs, I'd want, like, my fiance to carry me like a baby. You know? You know, like I don't want her just to like I want to run up to her and like she like I jump with my arms and she just picks me up like that. You know what I mean? Like I have no legs. Like I shouldn't be that heavy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay.
A good hundo.
Yeah.
60. Would you rather not hear anymore or not see anymore? Oh, dude, I love music too much, but imagine seeing the world, everything the world has to. I would rather not hear anymore. I would want to see, like, the wonders of the world. And imagine not being able to see your loved ones, bro. Oh, heck no, bro. I would rather see them than not hear them.
Well, you know, it's the voice.
It's the voice I hear inside my
head. I need to find you.
That was good.
No, but I'd probably choose not hearing. I mean, think of it. You wouldn't have to hear people complain. You wouldn't have to hear this and that. Like, obviously, in your own world, like, it'd kind of be a little quiet, but it'd be peaceful. And then I think the only thing that would be bad is, like, music. Like Marcus said, music. I mean, you can kind of, like, sign language and music. And I don't know. Like, yeah. Like you don't think you'd vibe like that? Like, if there's, like, a...
Yeah, you can...
Vibration? You can jump to a vibration?
Yeah, like if you're deaf, you can still feel like the vibrations, right? Bro, I'd be vibing hard. Little house music. Just be in the moment, bro.
I said if you feel it. I said if you feel it. Nah, bro, that'd be crazy. Like, imagine just walking into the church and dunks, 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 pecs.
They try talking to you and they're like,
yo, just pitch, like pecs moving, dunks, 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 praise the Lord.
Dunks, dunks. With Pastor Abe's mixing, bro, I wouldn't even need to hear. All right, bro, those vibrations would go crazy. Him and Nate. Dude, Josh, you're crazy. Okay, anyways. What else? What other things would we talk about?
Nah, guys. Look. Okay, we were talking about this. We were talking about this earlier. So, like, remember, like, I'm going to speak it into the light. Just see what these people think. Like, would it be bad if we got, like, secular music and we made it Christian? Cause look, we have this song, that like where were we at? We were at Lucky Sushi. We were at Lucky Sushi, and like we were hungry. We were out of the mood, and then boom, we tried this eel sauce. Oh, eel sauce, guys! I recommend guys on Trenton Lucky Sushi. If y'all haven't been, go and try that eel sauce. Okay, besides the point. So we were there, right? And we were like we were singing a song, obviously, and then we were like, dude, let's like, you know, we started like, let's make it into like a worship song. So we like, what song was it?
It was Drake, but which one was it? It was trust me like I set you free. But what were the lyrics, Josh?
It's trust him, trust.
Trust him and he can set you free.
Trust him and he can set you free. He sent the son and he died for me.
Wait, okay, so your question was, like, what do we think about doing that?
No, like...
Like, let's say, like, okay, we made an album, we released an album, but it's all, like, secular music, but we made it, like, into worship music, like Christian music.
Yeah. No, I think that's a vibe, but I'm not going to lie. I want to be on the other side of that argument and also, like, say, like, there's going to be people that are going to be like, well, you're just trying to blend in with the world and use their stuff, like, you know what I mean? But.
Okay. We.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's hear AJ.
You know what we say to those people? Freak you. All right.
No, you know what we say to them? Jam you. Come on, W. No.
No, yeah. But I'm with it, though. Like, let's do an album. We're going to have an album coming out. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, no.
No, for real, though. Like, and, like we actually have this song, like, in a vault. we can release it. Like, we can. We ain't gonna release it, but if y'all really want it, y'all gotta get it. When we release this episode, we gotta get this set like to 100 likes. 100 likes and we'll release it. Like, no joke. We'll release it.
Oh, also, so if everything goes right, we're gonna be, releasing this. No. Trust. We're gonna be releasing this through, you know, the engine that we use to release all these things. And it tells us, like, where people are listening from, how many views and all that stuff. So if it gets over 100... Wait, okay, be honest, bro. That's
50.
Yeah, be honest. We are not going to release this, though.
50 likes.
No, we got to be realistic, bro. 100 views and we'll release it. Nah, yeah.
I can just rewatch the
20 likes. 20 likes. 20 likes. 50. Okay, 50 likes.
We're releasing a song, bro.
50 likes. 50 likes and we'll get it done.
50 likes. I'm talking about like professional, like studio, everything, like us in the studio, actually.
Next time Grammy Award winning mix.
No, but yeah. So like, oh, okay, going back to that, I honestly, like, so, like, you think you'd be on the other end, like if someone came up to you with a contract, hey, we want you to mix these songs, turn them into Christian songs, we'll give you $500,000.
No, this is my, I was just coming at it from the other perspective. I feel like people would come at it like that, of, like, you're just trying to be, like, the world, whatever. But me, personally, I'm down, bro, because that's a way to kind of just get other people to, like, even the worldly people to be like, oh, like, this is a Drake beat, whatever, but I'm praising the Lord through it, or whatever the heck. That's my on it. I know people can, you know, be on the other side, but that's me.
Okay,
that's cool. No, but yeah, guys, we were in Lucky Sushi and we were vibing. Eel sauce, right? Eel sauce. We tried these egg rolls.
Oh, bro.
Guys, I don't even know what eel sauce is. Production, can we get a recipe of what like eel sauce even is? Like what's even in it? Like, cause
let me look it up.
But yeah, that eel sauce, bro, was, oh my goodness. I don't think I've ever tried anything like that. That thing was insane with the egg rolls, I got the hot Cheeto sushi. Okay. So basically, production pulled it up for us. So eel sauce is a sweet and savory Japanese glaze made from soy sauce, mirin, sweet, rice wine and sugar. But yeah, dude, honestly, top five. I think AJ's farting out here, bro. AJ went to the corner of the room and passed one.
Oh, my God. Speaking about sauces, I got a genuine question. Give me your top five sauces of all time. Top five sauces.
So, for sure, this is no particular order, but eel sauce from Lucky Sushi, up there for sure. Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A. Freaking love Polynesian sauce, bro. Buffalo sauce, obviously. And that's all I can think of right now.
I think we gotta do a better top five, like not sauces, but something else, you know.
Top five Drake songs.
Yo,
let's go.
Oh. First,
top five fast food fries. Top five fast food fries.
Oh.
Fries. Okay, AJ's gonna go first.
Yeah, number one, we gotta give it to McDonald's. Come on, we gotta give it to McDonald's. All right. Number two, Whataburger.
Okay.
Whataburger. All right. Number three, I'll go. Let's see, I'm trying to think. I'll go Chick-fil-A. You know, let me get Chick-fil-A in there. At number four, I'd probably have to go with In-N-Out. In-N-Out, you know. Five. Give me Wendy's at five.
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay. Look, genuine. Like, this is what I think. Is Chick-fil-A fries really that good without the sauce?
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
No. Think about it. McDonald's, you can munch on them things without any sauce, bro. And then things hit, bro. They hit. Okay, so look, I'm going to give you my top five. My top five. So I'll probably go one, McDonald's. Listen to this. Two, Jack in the Box curly fries. Sleep. Three, I got to give it a water BZ. But toasted. You got to ask for them toasted. Four. Burger King. Nice filled fries. Nice. Hold up. My turn to speak. I'll go. You don't have to be my lover for you to call me, baby. Never been about no pressure. Ain't that serious?
Can we keep each other company?
Oh, okay. Maybe we. Okay, let's go back. I'll probably throw in the Wendy's out there.
Nah, bro, it's crazy that you put In-N-Out up there in the top five. That's crazy, bro. Wait.
Okay, can I just add something though? Burger King fries have so much potential, but I feel like they lack a little bit of flavor. Like, the feel and like the look is like, it's good. Yeah. If they just salted them a little more, chef's kiss.
Hear me out. Wendy's, I'm going to put Wendy's at number one, bro. Their fries, they still have the... They still have the potato skins on them. I know half the... Oh, my gosh, dude. I thought my door just opened on its own, but it was my dog. Come in, Sophie. Come on. It's because everybody's here, and Sophie's... It's the first time my dog's meeting them, and she's going to bark like crazy. Cool, mama. So, anyways, back to what we talk about. Yeah, Wendy's. I know everybody in the Valley is about to like go awesome on this thing. Wendy's is number one for me. It's still got the potato skin on it. Gas. Number two, Whataburger. Whataburger. Three, Jack in the Box. I love you, Josh, that you put that in your top. What's it called? Four. I'm gonna put Burger King, bro. Burger King is gas. Number five, probably McDonald's. I like them, but not as much as I like Wendy's and Whataburger.
Hey, bro, I'm going to be 100% honest. Wendy's at one is freaking diabolical, bro. That's freaking... Bro. Let's be honest, bro. Wendy's is good, but like when you're starving, bro.
Let me back myself up. Bro, keep this in mind, bro. CF and I in Houston, we were balling on a big budget. The 5 for $5, the $5 biggie bag. You're balling on a low budget. Crazy. Like, that thing hit every single time. You got the junior bacon cheeseburger, the four nuggets, fries, a drink for $5. Where does McDonald's land on that? They just have the dollar spicy. That's it.
All right. Hot take. But is Wendy's fries even better than H-E-B or Walmart potato wedges fries?
Nah, bro. Get out of here. You did not even thank you. Give it to AJ.
I thought I ate.
Nah, dog. That's an no for me, dog. All right, you cannot put that. All right, let's go. Wendy's orders right now.
Give me a little Baconator. Give me a little Baconator. Go big or go home, dog. Go big or go home.
What is it called? The Dave something? That, oh, my gosh. No, bro. The freaking Taki Burger, dog. That thing was straight heart attack in a burger. But that thing tasted so gas. Oh, my gosh.
All right, but Taki's Burger is crazy, dog. Like... Taki's Burgers are crazy. But yeah, a little baconator. Little bacon on a bun.
Bacon on a bun. Nah, give me a biggie bag with the junior bacon cheese. And instead of regular fries, give me the baconator fries. That's what I like, with the little regular nugs and some barbecue sauce.
All right. Important question here. How do y'all like your steak?
Oh.
How do y'all like your steak? And what is your side when you get a steak?
I'll get medium to medium well. I like my steaks like that. I like them with the little bloody, well, it's hemoglobin, but you know, when it's a little pink, I need my mug like that. Mashed potatoes with some gravy and maybe some like some greens or something. You feel me? All right, that's like my go-to for sure.
Okay. So it just depends, because like if I'm at a certain place like Texas Roadhouse per se. Sometimes if you ask for medium well, they give it to you well done. Sometimes you got to ask for medium and you get it medium well. So I get my steak medium well. I like it like pink, but not too pink. Not like juices falling out, you know, because once I've had an experience and it had me going. And I'd say my side is broccoli, bro. Mm-hmm. Slept on with some pepper. Woo! A little bit of pepper, a little soft broccoli. Come on. Can't beat it.
Yeah, I got to go with Marcus on this one. A little medium. Loki, I just go medium. I don't go medium well. Medium is perfect for me with a little side of mac and cheese. You forgot about it, oh.
Okay, so guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, man. This is the Jam U podcast, like I said, or like Josh said, this has been a little bit all over the place, but what's it called? Yeah, it's been good. This is how the first podcast is going to go, but we're going to see how the rest are going to go. It's going to be fun. AJ wants to grab the mic real quick. Hold on.
It's been real. It's been fun. And it's been real fun.
Woo! Hey, thank you to you. Thank you to us. It's been real good. Damn you.
We'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in, guys.